Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 70, and today is Thursday, August 2nd. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. First, if you're a longtime listener, you would have noticed that the previous episode to this one was somewhat out of the ordinary, and like I mentioned on the previous regular Developing Perspective episode, it's a new series that I'm launching and starting where I interview interesting developers in the community, people who have been around the block, made a lot of mistakes, and hopefully can share those experiences and help us all to learn from that in a constructive way. And so my first one was with Matthew Bischoff, and I highly recommend you give it a try, give it a listen. It's a different flavor and style of show than the normal Developing Perspectives, which are 15 minutes, typically one small topic, just me talking. Maybe it's not your thing, but hopefully it is. Hopefully it's interesting. Definitely check that out. And I wanted to also as a call for comments on that. It's a new thing I'm trying out, something I've never done before. And so it's always helpful if you give me feedback in terms of either things that you liked, things you didn't like, things you could do more, whether that's technically. I know there are some problems with the levels, balancing between our two voices initially and things. And whatever it is, just feedback is always helpful for me as I'm starting something new, to be able to better tweak and adjust as I go. And also, I'd also be interested in if you had any suggestions. I've gotten a couple coming in already, but people who you'd be interested in hearing from. So in terms of for me to try and line up an interview with, that kind of thing. To some degree, it's helpful if you're like, hey, I would like to be on the show, I'll certainly always look at those. But what I'm most interested in are recommendations for people you'd like to listen from, because that's an even stronger endorsement than just sort of volunteering. And so, that's a new thing. I'm trying it. I hope it works well. And just give me some feedback through the usual means. All right, a couple of little things for today's show. An interesting thing that I realized, I never actually noticed when it happened, I don't think, but I've been doing Developing Perspective now for over a year, and that's quite something, considering the fact that it started off so sort of experimentally at the beginning. It was not something that I really, knew what I was getting into even, or that I really had any expectations on how long it would go, what the form the show would be in at this point. And it's kind of crazy to me that at this point, this will be episode 81 in terms of individual episodes that I've done on Developing Perspective. It's number 70 in terms of actual, my canonical numbering, because I had a bunch of sort of what I called beta episodes at the beginning. But, so I've been doing this for a little over a year, and I've done about 80 episodes, and it's kind of remarkable. And it's interesting to mention that, but moreover, I just wanted to thank all the listeners out there, because if it was just me talking to myself, which I must say it was at the beginning, that got old after a while, and I lost interest and didn't do it quite as often. And it was only when I was able to get a lot of feedback and a lot of encouragement from people who found it useful, that encouragement and sort of making me feel like it was really actually helping people really helped me keep at it. And so I just wanted to thank all the listeners for all their support. All right, and so I'm going to talk about the main topic for today's show, which is, I think, something I've mentioned a couple of times, but not in too great detail. And it's very relevant for me because next week there won't be any episodes of Developing Perspective. I'm going on vacation, and I'll be sort of gone and with my family for the week, and so I won't be doing any episodes of the show. But more generally, I thought it would be interesting to talk a little bit about rest and the importance of rest as a developer in general, but mostly just even just as someone who's self-employed or a founder of a startup or those kinds of things. Because the interesting thing about being in a regular, as you call it, like a 9-to-5 corporate job, is that you, in some ways, have external things driving your rest schedule. Typically, you have vacation days. Those vacation days often expire. And so you have this kind of enforced sort of rest or vacation time each week, or each year, that is helpful because it puts these boundaries around what you're going to do, and you kind of, as you begin a year, you're making plans with your family, you can kind of look at it and say, okay, well, I got 3 weeks of leave. Let's make sure I take that. Whereas if you're independent, you don't have that. You don't have that benefit. You really, you could take as much time off as you want to some degree, or you could take as little time off as you want. And, you know, sort of you have infinite and zero leave at the same time. And that's really difficult. And it's something that I certainly struggle with. And I know it's a weird thing that I don't think I take as much vacation as I'd like, as maybe I should sometimes. I certainly take vacation, you know, I have a couple of big, I take off major holidays typically, but not always. Like, I certainly don't take off, often I'll work on days like President's Day or Martin Luther King or any of these kind of minor federal holidays. I often will just work because it doesn't really, you know, my schedule isn't confined by that in a useful way. You know, I have a friend who was who works in the stock market industry, and he, you know, for him, it's like if the markets are closed, there's no work to do. And so he, you know, whenever the market's closed, he has a day off, and that's great. But, you know, being a software engineer, being an iOS engineer, there's really nothing that is external that drives that's my schedule in that kind of way. And so it's kind of a funny thing. I can take off as much as I want. And I think as I've been doing this more and more, I think I've been more and more understanding of the importance of having rest as an important variable to optimize in my day or in my week or in my year, that it's easy to just sort of keep plowing into something and keep working and working in some ways to your own detriment, to the detriment of your work, that if you feel like you can never stop, you're always working, if you're always constantly working on things, I think overall, after a while, you'll lose perspective, you'll stop thinking of new and interesting ideas, and you'll probably form a lot of bad habits. And this is something I've seen in myself. And so, like, on the small level, what I found is really helpful is to make sure you keep a very regular schedule. I mean, especially now that I have children, but even before that, there's something very strongly motivating about keeping a regular schedule, both in terms of saying, you know, I'm only going to work so many hours a day, whatever it is. Like, I typically work 9 to 5, and I work 9 to 5 because that works well for my family. But whatever that is, whatever would work well for you is fine. But I think it's important that there is some kind of thing there. There is some kind of rest, that there is some kind of sort of split between your work time and your non-work time. And your non-work time can be all manner of things, but it's actually, you know, it's something that's very important that you say, this is the time when I'm not working, and you try not to think about work, not to do work, not to always be thinking about it, because you're just going to wear yourself down. And so, you know, it's like now that I have a Retina MacBook Pro, I've actually found this to be a bigger problem for myself, because before, I had a big iMac at the office, and I just didn't take it home. So I really couldn't work in a practical way at home. Now I can take my laptop home. But it's a tricky question, and I think I'm going to try and not take it home very often, even though I could, just so that unless I really have something conscious that I need to be working on and doing at home, I'd rather just leave it at the office and make sure that at the time when I'm not working, I'm really not working. And so when I come to the office, I'm more interested in working, I'm more engaged, and I'm excited to do what I'm doing because it's special. It's I'm creating a distinction between my time. And then more beyond that, I think it's good to sometimes just get. I think you really, and it really enhances your perspective, which I guess is appropriate given the title of this podcast, you know, developing perspective. But I think having distance from your work really helps with sort of generating and engendering that a good perspective on what your work is and what you're doing. You know, it's kind of that difference of, you know, if you're inside of a maze, for example, you know, if you imagine one of those classic, you know, sort of green, hedgy mazes, it's like if you're in the middle of that, it's very difficult to know where to go next. If you're in a helicopter 100 feet above it looking down, it's very easy to know where to go next. And that perspective and that insight and wisdom that you can build, I think, is very heavily related to having time away from it, that you can sort of be outside of your problems and looking at them from the outside. And you can be thinking about them at a higher level, and you're not so stuck in the weeds. You're not so just stuck there and being like, oh, this is my next task, this is my next task, this is my next task. And you're kind of going from one to one to one without looking up and really knowing, are you heading in the right direction? You know, it's like you're making all these tiny little decisions that could actually be really driving you off course, even though to start with, you seem to be heading in the right direction. And so it's important to kind of pull back from that. And even things like bad habits, it's having a break from something, you'll know you potentially notice bad habits or things that you started doing that maybe you shouldn't. You know, maybe you're bored at work or you're not excited about what you're doing. And so you're spending way too much time on Twitter or on Facebook or Hacker News or whatever it is for you. And you're filling in that time in a way that's not productive. But because you're just sort of constantly still doing it over and over and over again, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to kind of have that break. You may not realize that. You may not be able to see what how your habits and patterns are developing or how they've changed. And so it's important to take a step back. And so, like I said, next week I'll be going on vacation. I'm going to the beach. I'll be bringing along my computer probably, primarily just because the nature of being an independent is that I'm always working to some degree, just in that, you know, I have servers that I maintain, and if things go wrong and I get my, uptime monitoring alert that says, hey, your main server's down, I really do need to make sure that I can fix that and make it work. But I don't expect to open Xcode. I've done coding on vacations in the past, but typically where I've done that is when I'm learning a new technology. Sometimes it's actually fun to do that. I think this year, though, it's not something I'm going to do. And I think if I'm doing any work-related things, it'll be like reading books related to what I do, but not necessarily directly. So, for example, like I've been meaning for a long time to really get into Being Geek by my Michael Lopp, this book that I've gotten through like the first 4 or 5 chapters a couple of times, but I never quite had the time to read it. So I'm looking forward to, diving into that and hopefully sort of doing things that will enhance my mind and my skills, but not necessarily working. So that it's really a nice break. That when I come back and I open Xcode, it feels fresh, it feels interesting, and hopefully that helps me to be a better developer. And it's just a thing that I'd encourage everybody to make sure they're doing. It's a dangerous trap if you're an independent to get sucked into always working. That you always have your laptop with you, no matter where you go. You're going on vacation with the family. It's a long weekend here. And you're like, oh, let me, got a couple of hours to kill. Okay, I'll work on that next feature. It's like that's a dangerous place to find yourself. I think you're ultimately doing yourself a disservice in the long run, even though in the short term it may feel like you're not. But anyway, that's it for today's show. As I said, I won't be here next week, so the next episode will be August 14th will be my next episode. Like I said at the beginning, if you have comments or thoughts about the new interview series that I'm doing on Developing Perspective, I'd love to hear those. If you have people who you'd be really interested in hearing from, I'd love to hear that feedback as well. As always, the best place to contact me if you have questions, comments, concerns is probably on Twitter. I'm _DavidSmith there. Or if you go to the About page on the podcast, developingperspective.com, you can see an email address there that you can reach me at if you prefer that method. And otherwise, I hope you guys have a good couple of weeks. Hopefully you can get some vacation, get some rest in at the same time, and I will talk to you then. And between now and then, happy coding. Bye.